Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for game two of a six-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and I'm joined by a guy who's been swinging one of the hottest bats in the entire lineup, Freddy Zamora. Freddy, thanks much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Pleasure to be here.
It has been quite the month for you. Average up above 320, of seven hits in your last four games. The confidence has to be through the roof right now.
Yeah. I mean, I just... Staying with the grind. I've been working with a couple of things with Chucky after I was in a little funk for a while, and those things really helped out. So just trying to keep that going. The weather has definitely, you know, helped a little with the bat getting hot, so hopefully it continues.
You talk about working with Chucky a bit, and Chucky Caulfield, the hitting coach, you said almost 10 years of experience in the Brewers organization. Yeah. And throughout a 138-game season, there's going to be highs, there's going to be lows. But how much do you enjoy having 138 games to work in a couple of things and then see the payoff all in the same season?
I mean, it's great. Just I trust Chucky a lot. Whatever he says, I'm good with doing. So whenever something's going wrong, he's the guy that I'm talking to. So it feels great to be able to, you know, come back from being in a funk and stuff like that. It's definitely it's worth it.
You've also been playing some second base up the middle. You're now playing shortstop and second base. What's that been like to play on both sides of second?
It's fun. I mean, second is a little different than shortstop. You got a little more time to make plays and stuff. So I've just been focused on, you know, catching it and being as fundamental as possible. But it's definitely been a good time playing second base.
How funny is it to be flipping to your left, to flip it to Murray instead of your right to Murray?
Yeah, no, me and Murray have a good laugh about that every day when we see the lineup, and it's like, oh, you're at short again. So it's like, it's fun, but it's definitely something that I've gotten used to pretty quick, so it's nice.
You also talk about being comfortable in the weather. You're from Florida, which is a lot like Mississippi. It's hot, it's humid. As it heats up here in Mississippi, it is also hot and humid. How much does that help you, being able to play in warm weather and this being sort of your normal summer?
Yeah, I mean, I've always said that I'm good with it because I'm used to it. But recently, this weather has been it's been something different. But it's definitely helped that I basically grew up in Miami. I've been playing in this type of weather for my whole life, basically. So it's definitely something that I'm comfortable in, and hopefully that continues.
You talk about growing up in Miami. You attended Miami, which means you've played in this kind of heat and in Florida your entire life. Yeah. What was that recruitment process like going to Miami?
I mean, the biggest thing about that was just I wanted to stay home, close to home. I wanted to have my parents watch me play. So when they came out and recruited me, it was pretty much a no-brainer. I wanted to have that experience and have my parents there with me. So when they came out with the recruitment, I was all for it.
How important and how incredible have they been in your journey, not only in college baseball, but also in professional baseball?
Oh, I mean, the most important. They're the ones who keep me level whenever everything's going bad, whenever things are going good. My mom, my dad, you know, I talk to them every day. So it's definitely nice to have them there in my corner. And it's crazy because, like, I was so used to them having, you know, watching me play at Miami every day. So now it's a little different. They're not here. But just being able to talk to them and stuff really, you know, levels me out, and it helps me out just get through the grind.
Now, maybe the most important thing about the University of Miami baseball program is the shakes, the milkshakes at Mark Light Field, which is the home ballpark.
Yeah.
What makes the milkshakes so special?
I mean, I can't tell you that, honestly, because I've had milkshakes on a lot of spots, and whenever I have them at Miami, it's like you want to go to the games just to have the shake, pretty much. The lines are the longest. It's insane, but whatever they do there, they're doing the right thing. I'll just say that. I don't know what they're putting in them, but keep it going for sure.
What's your favorite one to get?
The J-Row. So they have one basically named after our commentator, like basically the Javik, but it's the J-Row, and it's probably the best one there. It has chocolate, it has vanilla, like Oreos. It's pretty good.
Well, I feel like that's when you know you've made it at Miami, when you have your own milkshake.
Yeah, pretty much. He's been there for a long time. He's the voice of the Hurricanes, so they all love him there.
So when they make the Freddy, what is the Freddy going to have?
I mean, my favorite thing to have in a milkshake is definitely Oreos, so for sure Oreos, for sure vanilla, for sure some chocolate, maybe add some sprinkles in there, and yeah.
See, now this right now makes me want to go to Coral Gables.
Yeah, I know,
and
right?
Get myself a milkshake.
I want to go right now too. I'm sweating, man. It'll be a nice cool down right now.
Well, we might have to figure out how to ship some from the University of Miami up here to Biloxi for
you. I'll get in contact with them. We'll see. I'll see what I can do.
Well, Freddy, thanks much for joining us today. Hopefully you can get the milkshakes.
Yeah, in. I got you. Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the M Braves at 6:35.